You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The figures of animals used in testing and research in New Zealand are down. The Ministry for Primary Industries on Monday released the figures, which showed in 2015 there was a 28% decrease from the previous year. However, in 2014 there was a 39% increase in the number of animals used in experiments, so this year's decrease still means there are thousands more animals still suffering. SAFE is an animal rights group that opposes animal testing in New Zealand. Their executive director, Hans Krieg, spoke to 95BFM reporter Daniel Walker, who started by asking what they made of all the figures.
The reality is that every year, on average, over 250,000 animals are being used. Now, some years it's the statistics are a bit up, other years they're a little bit down, this year they're a little bit down, but last year the stats were up quite high. So even when you take the reduction of this year into account, we're still up higher than what we were 2 years ago. So it's not that we're making any real progress for animals here.
And what kinds of animal testing are happening as well? You've mentioned before that there were different levels of significant harm to animals being done in this testing.
Yeah, there's a variety of tests take place in New Zealand. Most of them are for commercial purposes. And usually to do with the agriculture industry, so that we can, increase more productivity and that we can get more out of animals. Only about 10% of animal research in New Zealand takes place for medical research. But within the tests, there's a variety of levels of suffering, I suppose. Thank God, the largest group of animals do not suffer all that severely. In animal research in New Zealand, but we do still have a category which is called high impact or very high impact, which effectively translates to very high suffering. And in New Zealand, we have over 11,000 animals that last year were subjected to this type of suffering, which is really the highest degree of suffering that you can inflict on an animal. And we're very concerned about that. We actually believe that category should be abolished altogether. That, if the experiments are known to be so painful that the animals suffer at high levels of misery, then we believe that that type of research should not be allowed. There's clearly issues with other research as well. And there's some problems, of course, when you look at medical research. See, is that how can you extrapolate to human health with that? And there's plenty of medical people that say that a lot of that research is not overly valid. So, why would we make animals suffer for invalid research? But even for commercial reasons, you really got to wonder of how much suffering as a society will we allow animals to be subjected to just so we can make more money.
And the making money may be the case in a lot of situations, but what about the ones that actually do have a medical benefit? Would you accept animal suffering as a trade-off for genuine, real medical benefits for human beings?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Well, SAFE is an animal rights organization, so therefore we are opposed to the exploitation of animals for obvious reasons. And so, yes, we would be opposed to that. But what we're saying is that as long as you keep on doing those type of experiments, you sort of keep on repeating the same patterns. And the reality is that a lot of people within the medical profession are actually saying that a lot of the animal research that takes place is actually quite misleading, because what works on an animal often doesn't work for a human, and sometimes the other way around. So we may well be missing out on really good medications because of animal testing, because it was lethal to the animal, so wasn't taken any further. But at the same time, it actually could have helped people. So what those scientists are saying, they are saying, is we need to find, and there are already lots of alternatives that provide better models to study human diseases and so on. So this is not only we're not only speaking from an ethical concern here, but we're also speaking from a pure science point of view, that these people saying we don't need to do this anymore. And and if for those people to say that animal research is justifiable because, sacrificing a few animals to save people, well, how would they answer the question, well, would we sacrifice just a few human beings in research so we can save thousands more? If people would say, no, that's unacceptable, then we believe that they should also consider animal research as unacceptable, because ultimately we're talking about sentient beings that have an ability to suffer.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.